This is Tosefta, and they're asking Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai a question, and his answer is two different girsas, with what the question, what the answer was. So then Talmid respond, well, that's not what you told us. He says, yeah, well, I even did it myself. I saw with my eyes, but because I didn't go over it, so I forgot it. And I said that this is just to mezarez the Talmidim. They should understand the importance of Chazar. So it says, then in the end, this is somebody who learns, and it says v'lo amol. Doesn't say he doesn't do Chazar. It's v'lo amol. In the context, it's clearly talking about Chazar. Then it is like somebody who is zayreya v'lo kotzer, someone who's planted, but he didn't harvest. Now, when you plant seeds, and when you harvest fruits. And again, when you do it again, so therefore you don't plant the fruits, you plant the seeds, then again you will harvest the fruits. So the idea of chazara is in Judaism, in Torah, is something completely different to a secular way of learning things. Secular way of learning things, there is right and there's wrong. There's information what's being given over. It could be like yediyah satayr, like what is yibum? A goy may not know what yibum is, but he can learn about it, and that'd be yediyah satayr. You know, the art scroll will explain lots of things like that. You can go through the whole the art scroll, getting the yediyah satayr, and it's something to do with limud satayr. The yediyah satayr is how it works, like a secular subject. You learn the material. If you have the material, going over the material isn't going to help you know it any better. Once you know, the goal is to know it very well. If you know it, so therefore you have it. And if you have it, that's it. The doing chazar, going over, well, I know it already. There's no point in going over it again. Torah is saying something completely different, because in the mashal, if that's how it works, is that I went to shir and I understood shir, so therefore there's no point in going over it. So therefore the idea there is that I planted seeds and I harvested seeds, or I planted fruit and I harvested fruit. That's clearly not what it's saying. It's saying that you plant the seeds and harvest the fruit, so therefore it's going to be completely different, whatever. So every time that you go in and you do chazara, so therefore you come out with something that's completely different to the last time in which you did it. Because every time in which you go through, so therefore you're planting the seed, you're not planting the fruit, and therefore what do you get out of it? It says you get the fruit. So if I'm going, I know my five times tables, and if I go do the five times tables again, so therefore I get out of it the five times tables. But with Torah, it's something completely different. The idea that Torah is infinite, so therefore everything that comes out, every time that I learn it, I will come out with something completely different, and therefore also a machlokus or a way of learning. It doesn't necessarily, it's nothing to do with being right or wrong. So if you learn the sugya day one, you say that X is mutter, and then you learn the sugya in day two and you say that X is asr. So it doesn't mean that you're reneging from what you're saying on day one. It doesn't mean it's wrong that it's mutter and it's correct that it's asr. Means that what the Torah came out, what how you came out of the Torah on day one was mutter. The way you came out of the Torah on day two was that it's asr. But like everything is mixed, and there's nothing. Everything can be mutter. Everything can be asr. And that you're the tzad of mutter was what I got when I went into the Torah the first time, and the tzad of isr was what I got when I came out of it again. Everything's there because the Torah is infinite. And Torah is all encompassing. So for everything, every sheet, everything is there. It's not that it's right or wrong. Again, that's a yediyah Torah thing. Lima de Torah is learning the Torah and getting and going into that world of infinity, going into the world of everything, and seeing what you come out with. So coming out of shir and saying, well, I got it, and therefore I don't have to do chazara, and I will go now prepare what I have to do for tomorrow, is a fundamental flaw in your relationship with Torah. It's how you think about Torah. I see Torah. There is no difference between Torah and mathematics or Torah and medical school, because once I know where the parts of the body are, then I don't need to go over the stuff. Torah is not that. Every time that you go in, you will come out with something else, because everything is there and it's infinite. And therefore, when you get in touch with that, it will give you something different to what you're going in with. And again, you do chazara again on the same stuff. You're planting the seeds, you're not planting the fruit, and what comes out is the fruit. So not doing chazara is a desire for yediyah satayra without wanting limud satayra.